Okay, it's recording. Yes, good. Okay. Second interview with Annabelle Gutierrez. Friday, December the 14th, and it's interview questions about alternative and peer review. Okay. Let's switch this on as well. I'm not too worried about this video thing. If it works, it works. If it doesn't, it doesn't. Okay. Oops. I can't get it straight now. Right. Okay, good. Right. Take two. Right. First question, Annabelle. Have you tried peer review assessment as a classroom activity before you used Turnitin peer review?
No, before using Turnitin, I haven't had any experience on peer review in general.
Okay. All right, second question. In the first place, what actually inspired you to try out Turnitin peer review?
Yes. Basically, what I realize is the feedback process with the students is very, very time-consuming. So usually what I was doing is giving them individual appointments to go through their feedback. And at the end, we have a kind of an informal group conversation about what was happening with the feedback I gave them. And I realized they had very good points to provide to their classmates about what they have learned about doing the project or whatever assessment we were doing. But by that time, it was too late. They had their marks, and nothing had happened for that specific assessment in terms of improving the assessment as a consequence of the feedback.
Okay.
So that's why I said, okay, let's try to do this peer review that between them, so I have not this overwhelming activity of doing the feedback myself.
Right.
I thought it was going to be easier.
Okay. Just as an aside, how did you know about the peer review facility within Turnitin?
Because we have the training on different trainings here about Blackboard and tricks of the trade.
Oh, right.
And they turn it in, yes, in the MBA, they asked me to submit the dissertations going through that process.
Right.
So that's when I realized, okay, so the program director told me, yes, we need to use Turnitin.
Yeah.
To...